About 50 anti-war protesters stood and chanted outside the governor's office today, demanding a meeting with the governor to talk about what he can do to bring home the guard units now serving in Iraq. UW-Madison student Ryan Olander told the crowd he'd made an email request for the meeting. So far, he's had no response.
I just want to talk to him about getting the Wisconsin National Guard out of Iraq. I really believe that they should probably be in Wisconsin instead of occupying a foreign country.
You know, we're happy to meet with you or some of your representatives as well to kind of discuss the issues, too.
Two of the governor's aides met with Olander at the governor's reception desk and ushered the protesters into a room to discuss the limits on the governor's powers to recall troops serving in Iraq. Media weren't allowed to participate. Wisconsin National Guard spokeswoman Jackie Guthrie says the Guard serves two masters, the state and the country, and once they're on a national mission, governors can't interfere.
I don't think the governor has any authority to unfederalize them or return them to state duty until they're released from the federal government.
One National Guard soldier who served in Iraq says he wouldn't want to be defederalized anyway. Staff Sergeant Joe Streeter says he enlisted knowing he might be sent overseas.
We're a country at war, and they've activated a lot during World War II. Just about everybody went, and there wasn't anybody here for state emergencies or whatnot then. I guess you got to take the good with the bad.
But student protesters still say they want the governor to speak out against the war and push for changing the law that prevents him from bringing Wisconsin Guard troops home. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.